He was left with his thoughts and fears in the pitch dark of the cell. The only sounds were the random creaking of the ship and the groans and whimpers of his fellow prisoners. He had lost Chief and was no closer to finding Akiri. In his despair, Talon began to cry. How could he have been so stupid? He had walked right into McGillis's trap. He wondered about Grimald then. The strange hooded man had an air about him, and Talon didn't doubt he was in possession of some sort of magic. The captain too, for that matter. McGillis wouldn't keep such a dangerous man as his second without having something over him.
Maybe McGillis saved his life at one time, Talon wondered.
No, Grimald didn't seem the type to give a shite about honour or loyalty. Perhaps he just liked working for a powerful man. Talon guessed it was simply because he was a sadistic murderer, and McGillis offered him a way to profit greatly while enjoying a bounty of victims to toy with.
That girl is gonna get you killed, came a raspy, rather odd-sounding voice.
It sounded to be coming from a man in the opposite cell. Talon realized he had been half asleep. He cleared his throat and asked,
Who's that? Who are you?
The man chuckled.
Just a rat in a cage is all,
he said.
Do you have any cheese? This rat ain't seen no cheese. He's hungry.
You mentioned a girl. What do you know of her? Have you seen her?
Who cares about the pondering of rats?
Answer the poor lad's question, Gammond, said another prisoner, his voice calm and clear.
Oh, shut up. Go back to sleep, Gil, said Gammond.
If I sleep, you'll try to scratch out our eyes again, Gil argued. A shiver ran down Talon's back as he suddenly realized the two voices came from the same man. The girl, Gammond mentioned, was more likely some ghost from his past than Akiri. But Talon had to be sure.
Please, Gil, what was Gammond saying about a girl?
Gammond chuckled.
What does a rat want with a girl, eh?
I apologize for my friend, said Gil. He is thoroughly insane.
What about the girl?
Make the rat shut his fecking mouth, for Thodin's sake.
You're a scum,
said Talon, hoping to break through to one of him.
What tribe are you from?
Tribe? Gil asked. I am from no tribe, good lad. I am Lord Gillian McMillis of Altuar.
You're a fucking lunatic is what you are,
Gammond chided. The two voices began to argue, changing so rapidly that, for a terrifying moment, it seemed as though two people really were bickering in the darkness. Talon wanted Chief with him more than ever.
Gammond! Gammond!
Talon called out.
The rat wants to talk to me, not you. Hear it squeaking for me? Said Gammond. Now shut your noble gruel hole before I stuff it with shite.
Gil fell silent.
What does the rat want to know, eh? About the girl?
Yes, the girl. What of her? Have you seen her?
I know nothing about no girl,
Gammond screamed, startling Talon.
Give them what they want. They kill you right dead. The only thing a rat can survive on, besides cheese, is secrets.
Nonsense, said Gil.
Don't tell him a word, for Thodin's sake,
Gammond pleaded.
They'll hang us for sure.
He just wants to know about the red-haired girl, is all.
Yes, Talon cried. The red-haired girl, with more freckles than the heavens got stars, and a scar on her cheek.
See? Said Gil, pleased with himself.
Rats are tricky, tricky, tricky. Don't believe it now. No way, no how. No what for.
That's enough out of you, Gil threatened. Another word and I call the guards. Tell them where the treasure's buried.
You wouldn't.
I would, and I will. There was silence. Talon waited, wondering which side of a lunatic would win. A pathetic whimpering began in the other cell. It was Gammond. He saw her a while back. They brought her down here to keep her secret, from the other scum, said Gil between his alter ego's sobs, only adding to the eeriness of the experience. Or was Gil the alter ego?
He?
Talon asked.
Gammond, of course, said Gil with slight indignation. I was sleeping, but he told me all about her. What did he say?
Rats don't speak for none but cheese, and he ain't got no cheese,
said Gammond.
Don't make me give up your cheese, Gil warned.
My cheese be your cheese. You ain't no lord. You're just a rat in a cage,
Gammond screamed.
a chest full of the captain's gold, so heavy it nearly sunk the boat," said Gill.
"No!"
Gammon gasped. "Three men dead and buried with it. Three men who called you friend," said Gill accusingly.
"Stop it!
You're a killer, you are. No better than..."
"They were all rats, and rats want cheese. Now it's hidden deep."
"What about the girl?" Talon screamed into the darkness.